Hey there, awesome listeners. Welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core, your daily dose of wisdom and motivation to navigate this crazy beautiful life. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home for all of us who are trying to juggle work, life, and everything in between, creating a home workstation that doesn't feel like a chaotic disaster zone. Ever found yourself battling distractions while trying to get things done? Or maybe your desk looks more like a science experiment gone wrong than a space designed for productivity. We've all been there, trust me. But fear not, my friends, because today we're diving into the world of intentional design and uncovering some stoic secrets to transform your workspace into a haven of focus and efficiency. Ready to level up your work game? Let's get started. First things first, let's talk about setting clear intentions. Before you even think about buying fancy desk organizers, though those can be super helpful, I won't lie. Take a moment to reflect on what you truly want to achieve in your home office. Are you aiming for peak creativity? Laser-sharp focus? Or maybe just the ability to actually finish that project without getting sidetracked by TikTok? Once you've got the crystal clear, every decision about your workspace should align with those goals. Next up, let's talk ergonomics, because nobody wants achy backs and stiff necks after spending hours hunched over their laptop. Invest in a comfortable chair, seriously, splurge on this. Make sure your monitor is at eye level and keep your keyboard and mouse within easy reach. Your body will thank you for it. Now, let's talk about those distractions, shall we? We all have them, the social media notifications, the tempting to-do list that's a mile long, the cat who insists on using your laptop as a scratching post. But fear not. Stoic philosophy can come to our rescue here. Remember the idea of Amor Fati, loving your fate, even the less than ideal parts. Apply it to your workspace. Embrace the chaos, acknowledge those distractions, and then consciously choose to redirect your focus back to your work. Speaking of focus, let's talk about decluttering. A cluttered desk is a cluttered mind, right? So take some time to tidy up your space, get rid of anything you don't need, organize what's left, and create a sense of common order. Remember, a clear workspace fosters a clear mind. And finally, let's not forget the power of personalization. Make your workspace feel like you. Add some plants, inspiring artwork, or even just a few cozy touches that make you happy. Because when you love your workspace, you're more likely to want to spend time there and get things done. You know that feeling when you walk into an organized room and instantly feel calmer? Maybe it's the minimalist aesthetic, maybe it's the sense of control, or maybe it's just the fact that you can actually find what you're looking for. That's exactly how we want to feel in our home workspaces. Picture this. You wake up feeling energized and ready to tackle the day. You head straight to your organized, inspiring workspace, the sanctuary designed for productivity and creativity. Your comfortable chair invites you to settle in, your tools are within reach, and the clutter-free surface allows your mind to focus with ease. Suddenly, that daunting project doesn't seem so overwhelming anymore. It feels like you can conquer anything. That's the magic of a well-crafted home workstation. It sets the stage for success, boosts your mood, and empowers you to achieve your goals. So, my friends, let's recap. We talked about setting clear intentions, prioritizing ergonomics, embracing distractions with mindful awareness, decluttering for a clearer mind, and adding personalized touches that make your workspace feel truly you. Remember, this isn't just about physical space, it's about creating an environment that supports your mental well-being and fuels your productivity. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite tips for creating a productive home office? Share your insights in the comments below. Let's build a community of awesome workspaces together. And don't forget to subscribe to Build Your Stoic Core so you never miss an episode packed with wisdom, motivation, and practical strategies for living your best life. Until next time, keep building that resilient core.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.